This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy? Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Well, TJ, it's been a little while since we've put one of these out. There's been a lot happen. Players have been added. Some have been released. And obviously, right after we put out our last episode, the whole Cam Sutton situation broke. We didn't really get a chance to talk too much about it. He's no longer a part of the team. We don't need to talk about the legal aspect of it, but in terms of the impact on the Lions, what's your take?
Well, it gives you a hole that I didn't think you obviously didn't think you were going to have going into the draft. And we saw a couple moves after that that probably direct reflection of what happened, right? They re-signed Kendall Vildor, who did a nice job coming in last year. And hey, if the guy had hands on his face, the Lions probably would have been in the Super Bowl. But look, I Cam Sutton, I think you had him really penciled in as a starter, right? Yeah. I mean, he was going to be one of your, probably your second corner after you got Carlton Davis. So that gives you a need. I mean, does that bump up, Amik Robertson to being your number two corner? I don't know. So I think that gives you a bit of a different need that you have maybe going into the draft, where we know still that Brad Holmes doesn't have to necessarily address it right away in the draft. There's still free agency. There's still a lot of free agents out there that you could take the option at looking at and signing over the next month or two leading into the offseason program. But yeah, the Cam Sutton, you know, issue, obviously you said we missed it. Bummer, you know, because I think he was a, probably going to be in a better part position, of the game plan, yeah. You know, to be a bigger part of this defense this year, but it is what it is. And he's gone and, you know, you got to find a way to move on and business is business and go find a way to fill that void. So that was one of the moves that, you know, a little bit, we were riding so high, right? Yeah. From the end of the season and, hey man, everybody feeling good. And that was unfortunate, but you know, you trust Brad Holmes to go out there and find some guys to hopefully fill those shoes.
So let me ask you this question, because there's a name that everybody keeps talking about, Stephon Gilmore. Now, whether or not they're interested in him or he's interested in Detroit, we have no idea. But he hasn't signed anywhere. And I know, and in my experience, I'm sure you've seen this as well. Some guys, because they know they may not be the top choice for everybody, but at some point, like he's the top choice left.
Yeah.
There's still a good market for him. Do you expect for him to wait and say, okay, I want to see what happens in the draft. Maybe even I want to see what happens at the start of training camp, see if there's an injury. Maybe I can go help a team. Maybe there's a need on a team that's competing, you know, that I think could be competing for a Super Bowl. When do you expect him to make a decision on where he's going to play next year?
I think it's both sides. I think it's not only him looking. And look, I wouldn't be surprised if he had some standing offers on the table. But maybe he does want to wait until you know, the offseason starts, or maybe even training camp starts, to say, okay, what am I feeling? You know, where do I want to go? What's the best fit for me? On the other side, maybe a lot of teams might be holding off on offering some of these veteran corners deals because they want to see themselves what happens in the draft, right? We know that the cornerback class seems to be a little bit deeper than it's been in previous years. I mean, depending on what mock draft you look at, I mean, there's anywhere from 6, 7, 8 corners that could go in the first round. So maybe there's a lot of teams thinking, okay, we don't want to go spend on a veteran guy. We think we're going to get one of these guys. And then maybe after the draft, if things fall the way that different than what they think, okay, now let's go to our backup option, which might be going for a guy like Stephon Gilmore. I think Xavien Howard, I think, is still out there as well. A couple of veteran corners that can come in and help. But, you know, I mean, there's always this kind of old adage and old saying with veteran players, and Stephon Gilmore is certainly a veteran player of, you know, in a perfect world, you'd love to get into a new team and have a couple months to get into the system and meet the guys and kind of mesh into the locker room. But I think a lot of veteran guys would also kind of prefer, I'll be okay if I miss training camp, right? You can bring me in like week 3 or week 4 of training camp, and as long as I'm taking care of myself, I'm going to come in and be ready to go, okay? So, and especially we know, I'm not trying to call them dummies, but, you know, you're playing corner. I mean, man coverage is man coverage, no matter if you're in Detroit or Dallas or New England, wherever you're comfortable with, which we know Aaron Glenn likes to run on this defense. So we'll see. I think it's probably the teams saying, hey, let's see how the draft plays out, reassess our needs at the end of April, and then go start making some of those phone calls to try to fill in the last, you know, 2 or 3 spots of your roster.
And we still have a lot more to talk about in regards to the roster, but